What's up, everybody? My name is Abbas Naqvi, and this is Daily Charge. Today is June 2nd, and I'm with my co-host, Lisa.
Hi, everyone.
And we're going to talk about tech today. It's been an exciting past few days. We've had Recode. Recode has had all these talks with industry leaders, and I want to get right into it. Elon Musk was on stage, I think earlier today, talking about SpaceX, Tesla, about the future of Hyperloop. There's just so much, and this is such an exciting day and age, just because it's that dawn before the next era of space travel. You saw his tidbits of his
conversation, right? Yeah, and he wants to go to Mars. And as you were telling me earlier, like, actually live there and
so
die
there. His statement was, how cool would it be to be born on Earth and die on Mars? Mm-hmm. And I got to give it to him. That's his main goal. And it's interesting because only one other person is that adamant about space or that... pushing the boundaries, and that's Jeff Bezos. He has his own space company, and they actually came out of nowhere and beat SpaceX into landing a rocket onto a drone ship and making it reusable. So this is exciting that now there's competition in that space. Mm-hmm. And what he said is they both are very like-minded, but they have different goals. Jeff Bezos, his central focus is about the Earth and about traveling in space and expanding. But Elon Musk, his main goal is Mars. That's the end goal.
And I fully believe he can do it. Like, we see the dedication of that man, and he's going to do it one day.
His timeline is insane, and which is it brings more hope to this whole space exploration. NASA couldn't do it, but I think he can. He said that by 2018, humans will land a ship onto Mars again, because we had NASA's rover, but this will be a private company landing a rocket onto Mars, and then every 26 month cycle, there's going to be human passage back and forth. So I think 2024 is where he expects the first manned travel to Mars. So this is the first time human beings could be on another planet.
And currently, how long does it actually take to get there?
6 months.
What?
6 months. And so it's insane, because right now one of the big rockets, the Dragon rocket, from what I saw in his speech, the cargo space is the size of an SUV. So you can't do 6 months in an SUV like that. and he was hinting at something in the conference, saying the next ship is massive. They were like, how massive? Like twice as big, three times? And he's like, I can't tell you. Wait till September. It is insanely big. So I'm excited for what's going on. And how's our live feed going?
It's going okay right now. Give some people some time.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is he can do it, and it's just the whole space race, and it's a positive space race.
How sustainable is Mars going to be?
Like, that's one of the big things. And people are like, yeah, you can get there, but what about oxygen? What about growing plants? And we don't know if we could come back, too. It's a one-way mission. If it is, you're going to be stuck there. So people have to weigh the pros and cons. I know he is dedicated to going there and doing this trip. So I think this is going to be very cool.
I think it'll be better if it could be a round trip.
yeah, I would love to do. But what he said is, this is going to be an enterprise where within the next decade, there's going to be, by the end of the decade, every year, there's going to be a transfer ship back and forth. So you can spend 1 year on Mars, come back the next year. Spend 1 year on Mars.
Oh, so it's not like you're stranded there.
No. Okay. And apparently, it's going to be big enough that, like, hundreds of people can go. This is crazy. This is Star Wars, Star Trek future.
It just sounds very ambitious based on where we are right now with Mars and just what we know about the planet.
Yeah. And I guess on the lines of Elon Musk, like, he's about to unveil even more features about the Tesla Model 3, self-driving cars. And he has this massive gigafactory for batteries where they want to make them a lot more efficient. So in the long run, it's still going on, this whole Recode week-long, I guess, conversations. It's like some, I forget what the title of it is, but it's going on, and more people are coming in to interview with this team, and it's great. I see like a very positive future for tech, and it's getting more away from products now, and more into AI and into long-term sustainability. Apple wants to build a smart car now, and even I think like Apple is like a little late to the game. Like, would you buy an Apple smart car? I don't know if I could trust Apple with my car.
I don't know. I mean, they've always been very innovative in what they've been doing and always pushing the edge. Yes, they won't be the first ones to do it, but if it's like a good, solid car, I think you can trust it.
Yeah, and they asked Elon Musk, what is like your favorite car on the market that's an electric car? And he's like, there are none right now. And I kind of agree. There really, honestly, there isn't a great electric car. And then on top of that, Apple wants to get into it. I wonder how well the public's going to take it. Apple's hasn't had the greatest track record recently. A lot of operating system bad releases. The Apple Watch really was not a big success like they thought it would be. Even the iPhone sales, they're okay. People are not expecting something big from the next iPhone. It harkens to the whole, is Apple going down? Are they going away?
I don't think they are. Everyone just goes through phrases right now. Right now, Google, Android, they're kind of at the top. But there still is very much competition going on. They're each just building on each other. And there's always going to be periods for these types of companies.
Well, before, Apple used to release a phone every year. Then it switched to every 2 years, where they had the iPhone 6 and the 6S. Now, the rumor is there's a three-year period before you get a full refresh of a phone. That's because tech, I think, in terms of chip and graphics cards, it's starting to slow down. We're getting them so small, down to 14 nanometers. And where do you go from that? 7. From there, where? 3.5 nanometers? Then what? Like 1 nanometer.
And just you need to figure out what the market wants, and we're seeing that with the changes into like pads and stuff, like going back to more traditional laptop models.
Yeah.
Pad keyboards, clicking. Apple's gonna be doing that. Their iPad, good keyboard. So it's right now they're just in a learning phase and seeing what the market wants, learning and adapting. And that's how they started.
And I guess it's also trends. Products are pretty damn good. They're great, and almost any high-end smartphone you buy, HTC, Google, Apple, whatever it is, they're all great. They all got insanely high specs. So where do you go from there? And I think that's where Google has kind of decided. They, The Verge talked about it, where Google kind of declared a war last week or 2 weeks ago with Google I.O. And they said the next step of computing, of where Google wants to go, is artificial intelligence, AI. That's why they have the whole Google Now. Apple has Siri, which is really, really not great. We also have Amazon's Alexa. So there's a huge competition for a smart artificial intelligence personal home. And this is the next step, where all your devices are connected now, but they need to be smarter. They need to be able to do things for you to make your life easier. And they're not doing that yet.
You know, that's when the machines start to take over.
Yeah. So here at Daily Charge, we are aware of the imminent alien cybernetic takeover.
We're getting close to it, I swear.
Yeah. Well, and that's exactly what Elon Musk wants to do. There's this one company, Google, who pretty much is creating AI, and he's worried that their AI can like hurt the planet. So he wants to make an open platform where like there are security measures in place where they can't do it. Like, he is such a he's so into this idea that it can happen and it will happen, and he wants to protect it. And why not put a like work to make sure that they don't. It seems like it's such a crazy idea, but the reality is there. Like, we're gonna start putting smart chips into drones.
Everything.
Drones would have weapons on it. If we're in a war zone, they're going to start thinking for themselves, deciding who to kill in a war zone. But what if they glitch out? What if they get hacked? Stuff like that. So it's a lot of this stuff will eventually become standard and normal operations. And you kind of want to think about the future and where it can go in a really positive and a negative way. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, we're definitely still in the early stages of but that's where you start. I have a feeling it's going to develop very quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially since now there's more competition for it. Because for a while it was just Siri, but then we got Amazon coming out. So now everyone's going to, we're really going to see development fast. And I think that was the issue with Apple with the phones, with everyone else entering the market. It's like, okay, every 6 months we need something new right away.
Yeah, and it flooded the markets, and everything is, you can't imagine the world right now without a great phone. Like, you could get a Samsung, you could get anything, they're all great. No one expects to go get a bad phone now. Same thing with AI. It's going to get to the point where everything has AI in it. And you don't expect a device that doesn't do things for you without you even needing to. It'll just have it done for you. You wake up, your lights are on, it knows what time, it knows your routine, the coffee's already made for you. It's that smart home, smart life procedure.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I know. Yeah.
Well, I like doing some stuff myself.
Well, I guess it'll be what you want to do, how you want to customize it. Because I have smart lights in my house, and that's the extent of, and I have the Alexa. Mm-hmm. That's the extent of where my smart home goes. I try to put a smart door, a lock in, but what if it glitches out? What if I run out of power? I know there's like safety nets, but once you get so accustomed to it, like someone could break in and hack your door, you know, and just come right in. Or like if they hack my lights, they'll just flicker on and off. Fine, I get it, you know.
What's the worst that's gonna happen there? But how do you like Alexa?
Honestly, I think Alexa currently is, because of its connectivity, is the best personal assistant. Google probably has the smartest platform where it can learn something really, really quickly. But Alexa is open source, so you can connect. If you can connect all these other things, and she can learn things, and you can control what she wants to learn. I connected it to my Domino's app, so if I tell her right now to order me to my pizza, like because I put a profile in, it'll deliver the pizza. Oh, and it's already got my credit card on file and delivered. I can say, buy this from Amazon. It's already sent out. And
don't tell that to Eva when she grows up, otherwise that's gonna be very dangerous.
I gotta put like,
see, that's something that's like can be hazardous. Like, kids can just order random stuff if they know that information.
Yeah, and I mean it's not hard, because you do get the text message on your phone. Mm-hmm. Oh, this was purchased, and you can go in and cancel it, but they can start abusing it, and I understand that. But once you're in the confines of your own home, you got to kind of know if your kids are doing that.
Do you?
I don't.
Well, yeah, I mean, with Amazon, it's easy. But one day, you're just going to see like 10 boxes of Domino's.
Oh, I love that. But in terms of Apple and Siri, like, you have an iPhone.
Yeah.
What do you think about Siri?
Like, I don't use Siri at all.
I barely use her. Because at first, when they advertised her, it was great. I was excited. I was like, oh, smart personal assistant. And it was dumb. It was flat. You could ask the basic questions, and it wouldn't be able to combine, hey, Siri, what's going on with the weather? And she'll be like, oh, it's hot. So, and then I'll be like, by the way, do I need a raincoat? You know, like to add it on, or is it going to rain where I'm going? That's what I wanted to know. I wanted to know that in my calendar, I'm about to go to Chicago on a flight. And it'll say, oh, it's raining here, but once you arrive in Chicago, it's going to be this. I want it to be smart to think ahead and kind of connect the dots. Mm-hmm. So,
I don't like the AIs that much. It's like, I still like old school. I have my apps. I don't want to ask questions. Like, I have fun asking her random questions and see how she'll answer them.
Yeah. But you saw the movie Her, right? With Joaquin Phoenix?
No, I haven't seen it, but I'm aware of it.
You gotta watch it, because that seems to be the direction where everyone wants to go. Where your AI is so smart, it just does things for you, and it gets it done, and it's a human. The whole point of, I guess, this AI system is they want it to be so good that you can't tell that it's not a person. It's so robotic right now, Siri, Alexa, Google.
So what you're saying is we need Scarlett Johansson's voice.
Yeah, we need Scarlett Johansson to be the next Alexa. Or Microsoft's got Cortana. So out of all of these, I just don't see it. And I know Apple's about to have their conference where they're going to talk about software. And Siri's supposed to be the main focus, a big focus of it. I want to see what they do, but for some reason, my hopes aren't that high. I think they're going to be like, we added this, we added a few other things that you can use apps and connect Siri to other apps, but that's the extent of it. I don't think they're pushing the boundaries. They're doing something, but they're working at a very slow rate, and apparently they will, Tim Cook has said that a lot of new products and a lot of new software will start rolling out. It's going to be a lot faster cycles for them. So I'm curious. So we're going to cover Apple. I think they're mid-June. So within like 2-3 weeks, they're going to have their conference, and we're gonna see what they unveil and how they match up with the competitors, because Microsoft talked about everything. They unveiled their cards. Google unveiled the next year or two of what their plan is. I want to see what Apple does, because I know Tim Cook knows it too, that the perception's starting to go down. They're too slow. They're not getting to the game quick enough. Apple, their motto is, we're not always first, but we're the best. That doesn't seem to be the case now, because everyone makes a great phone. Mm-hmm. Everyone makes a great tablet. And a lot of people make great, great laptops that aren't Mac. They need to distinguish themselves, because they're not the designers, the only great designers out there. Because a lot of these people are the next generation of the Steve Jobs world. Steve Jobs brought art into technology, and everyone else learned from it. They've passed him, I think. I don't know what you think about it, but they are great devices.
Well, I'm sitting here with the MacBook right now. So
I know. And we're recording this on the MacBook.
iPhone's right down there.
Yeah. And then it's funny, because I've had every iPhone since the first one. Every single iteration. I always upgrade whenever they have a new iPhone. I had the 6S Plus 2 weeks ago. I just got the Samsung S7 Edge. And I gotta say, I love it. At first, the experience was insane, because it took me 2 to 3 days to set up this phone. So many things I wanted to tweak, so many things I needed to change that I didn't like, but once I got it perfect, it ran better than any iPhone I've ever had in my life. Really? Because I fully modified it. Mm-hmm. My wife at the time, she hated it, absolutely hated it. And then I was like, why? She's like, there's just too many options. I don't know what to do. Apple is great for certain people. Like, my parents would not be able to use an Android. It's just too many options. They wouldn't know what to do. With Apple, they dumb it down, simplify it in a good way for people who just use photos as photos, camera as camera. With Android, it's like gallery is where your photos are. Some people might not know that. You know, it's just things are random. And you can replace any app with new apps. So it's becoming a trend around me and my group of friends, where they're all switching over to Android. And
also, you're one who really goes for the customization, like, you know how to do all that
stuff. Yeah, but I also love design, and Samsung's phones for the past forever have been horribly designed. They've always had really bad pleather backs, or they've had like cheap plastic. It's the first beautiful phone. It's all metal with glass, and I'm totally open to moving back to Apple if they come out with a great design. Rumor is they might have a full glass phone. They might get away from
all metal. I saw that.
You saw that rumor, right? I want to see where they go. I want them to push the boundaries. And I think a lot of people want that magic back from Apple.
The only thing is, if they do all glass, those things are going to shatter epically.
Yeah. Unless they get like some magical Gorilla Glass 6 or 7. Or
can they?
A few steps.
I've had a screen break, and it's not fun.
So I guess since we're on a little bit of a Apple topic, because we segued over, let's talk about the next rumor of the next phone.
What's the rumor?
The rumor, okay, we all know about no headphone jack. Mm-hmm. And we bought these awesome Audio Technica headphones. She got them too.
Uh-huh.
We love the sound fidelity. Amazing. And now there's going to be no headphone jack for the iPhone. And we're going to have to use all Bluetooth. So a lot of people are going to get angry. It's kind of like the whole the old port, yeah. The four port charging port, switching over to Lightning. People were angry, they hated it, and they got used to it and they moved on.
Well, I don't like the idea of forcing people to use Bluetooth, because there are people in general who just don't want Bluetooth devices by their ears. And like, a lot of people, they don't have iPods anymore, MP3 players. They're using their iPhones or any phones to listen to music.
You know what Apple says, right? Tough luck.
Yeah, they're like, move on. Oh, yeah. Dealt with this. I got my iPhone, I need a new I need to buy a new operating system for my computer to have it all sync. They're like, we can't do anything for you. You have to buy a new one. Like, really? Just because I bought an iPhone and I want it to sync to my iTunes.
And part of me gets it, too, because you got to stay with the tech, and so it updates. But
a headphone jack. It's not like we're all walking around cordless.
We can, I think there might be an adapter. Apple loves adapters. They love adapters. This is an adapter to connect the headphone jack to the lightning port. But it's just that one extra thing. And I understand that it's the last analog input device. Everything in the phone is so technologically advanced, but that one port is the oldest port you can possibly think of.
I don't want them to get rid of
it. I know. It's a love
hate thing.
I'm
glad I have my iPod still right now, unless they're getting rid of it on the iPod too.
I'm sure they're gonna we'll kill it everywhere. Because once they killed the CD-ROM drive, the DVD-ROM drive, and people were like, why? Because we know it's not gonna be there anymore. And they might be onto something. Right now, I don't think it's good enough. But eventually, maybe headphones will get powerful enough, lithium-ion batteries, where this will last, you know, like 6 months on one charge. How great would it be if your headphones? Then I might be more open to it. But the fact that I have to, how do I charge my phone while I'm listening to music?
Mm-hmm.
Plugged into that lightning port. There's all these questions, and it makes your life more difficult. They're going to force you to buy a new pair of headphones that are wireless.
And soon it'll be like Apple headphones. They're
going to sell their Beats headphones since they bought Beats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't like that type of thing because, to me, the corded headphones are still very mainstream. It's not like operating systems or something like that. These are something everyone
uses. So this is
like
why there was so much backlash online, and they're going to go with it. I think they just released the idea so people already got used to it. A lot of my friends were so angry at first, and they're like, nah, fine, I'll move on.
No.
I guess it's like you have to go through an emotional roller coaster, and they leak it out on purpose. Like, all right, the storm's over, now let's release it.
See, I'm just one of those people, I don't like the idea of Bluetooth anything by my ears.
Yeah, or any of those wave
bands. I don't know if they're messing with their brains or not, but I'm just not comfortable with them.
And I get it, and there are so many people who think the same way. They don't want their phones in their pockets either, because they're like radiation. They keep it in a clip on the side or you know, wherever.
I think that's too soon to get rid of headphones like that.
Yes,
I'm old school a little bit.
So the next big thing would be, I need that phone. Like, my wish list for that phone is, get rid of that goddamn 16 gigabyte base plan. No one needs a 16 gigabyte iPhone. You shoot HD movies now, you need to have more space.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is they fully waterproof the phone. My Samsung, I dipped it into water the other day. I dipped it in and let it sit in the sink, and just to test it out. This was when I was getting ready in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why not? Throw it in there, waterproof. I love it. It's pretty dustproof too. We need these things to be a lot more durable and rugged. Better glass, a stronger glass. If they are going to wrap it in 360 glass, do it. You know,
make that stuff like unbreakable.
Unbreakable, yeah. And then I guess the other major rumor that might happen, might not happen. They might put two cameras on the larger iPhone, the Pro, which they might be calling the Pro. And so there's a few things that you might be able to do. I don't know exactly where they're going, but you might be able to take two photos, so you can kind of warp it and stereoscopic. Kind of do 3D videos. You could be shooting fully 3D videos, or one could be an RGB, a normal camera, and one could be a black and white camera where it focuses on depth. So you can focus on, let's say I take a photo of my hand, everything in the background's blurred out because of depth of field. It takes two photos, and one with everything in focus, the back plate, and one with the foreground. So I could switch in post. You never miss a moment. So let's say you're taking a photo of your kid blowing out a candle. Someone walks, or their hand kind of is in the corner and focuses. Just an extreme case. You can shift the focus in post back to the person or your kid. And this could be huge for film, for photographers.
Mm-hmm.
because you want that amazing shot and your focus is off by a hair, you can shift that focus up and get the perfect focus.
You think it would do the same thing for film?
Possibly. I wonder how good it, or how well it would work for film. That's a lot more frames, that's a lot more recording, but if they do it, this could change a lot of things. Would that make me buy an iPhone switchback? Possibly. Possibly, because that's my profession. I do a lot of photo and video work. So I want, everything's an added benefit, and some things are just a joke. And they're cool at first, and they become a joke. Siri was cool at first, but it ended up being a joke that people don't really use. And then, what was it? The 3D Touch on the iPhone. I was astounded by it. You know, you could pop into things, and it was just not used right. And I don't use it. I sold it, and because I knew that was a feature, that I just never used it. And Android could fake it too. So there, you got to give Apple credit for certain innovations, and then you kind of got to understand that it's just a software gimmick. That's not there.
Yeah. You know, they might do well if they just make, like, a camera with the two screens. Not even a phone or something.
That was rumors years ago that Apple was going to release a camera, a professional camera that was going to be as small as an iPhone, but just be dedicated. But our phones are great.
Mm-hmm.
They're at 12 megapixels, and they take beautiful. My Samsung is f1.7, which is a low f-stop, meaning more light comes in and better photos in the dark. And they're just going to get better. Eventually, though, Samsung went to 16. It wasn't great at 16. They went back down to 12. And the next progression is in 2 to 3 years, Apple will go up to 16, possibly. Everyone will. And then you really don't need photos that big, especially if you're printing them or if you're putting them on your screen. Maybe for 4K, 6K, 8K, wherever TVs go in the future. And I think that's what I got for Apple. I mean, do you see their vision? Do you kind of are you for Apple at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, I've been like a big Apple supporter for a while.
Yeah.
I still like how everything's set up. Like, I don't mind like open source Droid customization,
yeah.
But I also sometimes I like simple. Life
yeah.
is crazy enough. I like simple, easy interface.
And I can't imagine like I can never imagine buying a laptop that's not an Apple device,
mm-hmm.
just because it's so simple. I can't go to Windows. I work on Windows for certain projects. It's just not.
Yeah, at least computer-wise, I love
yeah.
my laptop. I
yeah.
love the programs on it. To
yeah.
me, this is how it goes. Like when I'm at work, it's a shock.
Yeah.
Almost. Like I don't like this anymore.
But even the iPad, I love it. I
mm-hmm.
have an iPad. I'm never gonna get rid of it. It's just sitting there. I read news in the morning on it. It's just a great device. But then a phone is so personal, and
mm-hmm.
it's such a big change, and it was one of the biggest like decisions I had to make in my family to move over. So it's a very difficult thing, and hey, if it doesn't work out, move back.
Mm-hmm.
But a phone is like very, very close to people.
Well, the thing is, too, the phones are updated so quickly, at least with the iPad or laptops, we see they don't come out as frequently. Like, you're going to have a good, solid one for years and years. Like,
yeah.
I'm hoping to have this computer for, like, 5+ years. My first one I had for 6.
Yeah.
But your phone, how many people update every year?
Yeah.
That's something...
Yeah.
Because it is personal, and you always want the newest, you want it fast, and it's the thing that you always have with you.
And that's also where the sales come in. Apple makes all their money from their phones. A lot of their... Most of their money, I think it's like... 30%+ of their sales are iPhone, which is a big revenue. The laptops, I have a MacBook Air from 2011. I'm going to upgrade this year because it's starting to wonk out on me. But that's a long refresh cycle. I don't need one. You're right. Every couple years, my tablet is the iPad Air 2. I think they're on, like, they've already had 3 refresh cycles.
Yeah, that's an old one already.
Yeah.
And it works great still.
It does. For reading the news... for surfing the web and checking emails, it's perfect. I don't use my iPad for anything else. I don't game on it. I have consoles. So the device will not go out of date until once Apple releases a firmware update and slows it down even more.
Yeah.
But for the foreseeable future, I don't need it. And that's where they're making their money. And the watch, it might be a part of that sale where they make the watch even more exciting. Maybe they'll put a SIM card in there, and it could be a cell phone on the go. You don't need to have your cell phone on.
I'm waiting for someone to partner with Fitbit and be like, everyone's wearing a Fitbit. Okay, let's get touchscreen on there more. Let's like.
I think they're doing that, right?
Yeah, they have some new ones, but it's still just a Fitbit.
And And that's the whole thing, the whole health market. Jawbone, you know about Jawbone, they used to have the Jawbone up. They're pretty much getting out of the health, they're doing really bad financially. Their Jawbone up hasn't been selling well. They got one last round of investing and they're trying to make it work, but it's quite possible by the end of this holiday season, they're gonna go belly up and gone. Because it's so competitive. Fitbit's doing well. Jawbone is a closed system. Here's the pros and cons. Jawbone is so closed, they won't share their data with other apps. Because I have that smart scale that syncs to my phone. So if I stand on the scale, it tells my weight, and it syncs to the phone. And whatever steps I have from my Jawbone wouldn't sync as well with it. They wouldn't let it. And then Fitbit was open source. You can plug it and play with any different app you want. People love that, and it just got adopted better because also marketing and the device was better. It lasted longer. So there's a lot to it about being open source and closed source and how the public perceives it. Mm-hmm. So
that's why Android's doing better these days.
Yeah, and sales have come out that Android usage, volume of users on the planet has increased a lot more compared to Apple. Apple is growing at a small, steady baby step, which is probably exactly what they want. They don't want big leaps. Android, you're seeing massive growth on a crazy scale.
But unfortunately, sometimes when you see massive growth like that, you also see massive declines in a few years.
Yeah, and
so that's something they need to like watch out for.
There's a lot of problems Android has. It's not perfect in any way possible. Mm-hmm. Their updates pretty much don't work on two phone generations older. You know, Apple supports a lot of their older phones. They don't. There are people on extremely old operating systems, some in, from a year or two ago, and some from, and very few from the latest. It's just all over the map. They need to get people to update, and they're doing that. Android was not in a great place 3 years ago. But recently, because of the whole new design refresh, material design, it's looking like a much, much greater operating system. Material, it's just visually they took cues from Apple and made it, and I think they actually made it better. Apple's been stealing a lot of things from Android. The whole top notification bar, they took that from Android. A lot of these notifications on the lock screen, there's so many minute things that they're taking from Android, which is great. Great artists steal because that was something that was done right, and just make it your own, and that's what they're trying to do. So I want to see where the next stage of these tech companies are. We said it's artificial intelligence, but how does that affect us and where it goes? And we'll find out very soon in the next, by this holiday season, there should be a lot more products getting more involved, and it's going to be exciting.
Machines are going to take over.
They are. They're going to kill us.
Sorry, I can't talk about AI thinking
about that. Yeah, we should have a Terminator episode just dedicated to how they're gonna kill us. Like, what are the ways that
drones
you ever see that? What's that Johnny Depp movie? I hate it. One of the worst movies.
I forget. Transcendence.
Transcendence, where he goes in and uploads himself into the computer, and he could take over the nukes and this, that. It's just the most ridiculously badly made movie, but stuff, sci-fi stuff like that is kind of interesting, and
did you ever see Eagle Eye?
Which one?
That was one with Shia LaBeouf, from ages ago.
No.
It was like an AI, and they could just control the traffic lights, missiles, everything.
What was the name of the movie?
Eagle Eye?
Eagle Eye. Oh, no, I didn't. Is that kind of the whole remake of Matthew Broderick's movie War Games in the past?
Not really.
No, it's different?
Okay, I haven't seen it. It's similar, but different. Very different. Very different.
Okay. Well, we'll take a look at that. That's all I got for this week. I'm still keep trying to catch up. I haven't watched a lot of these other conferences. We're going to catch up. We're going to take a look at what else was announced. Maybe cover a little. So next week, we're going to cover a lot more of back to pop culture, but we're going to start intermingling both back and forth. We're trying to play with the recipe where we have such a vast different collection of users who watch us. Some people really like pop culture. Mm-hmm. Some people really like just the tech. We're trying to infuse both and kind of merging those worlds. We'll go back and forth And we might be doing like the most trending topics. So if like a movie is trending and then tech is right under, we'll pick the movie first and the trend. So instead of doing one episode dedicated to tech and one episode dedicated just to pop culture.
We'll try to share the space.
Yeah, we got it. But that's the only charge for you. I gotta say thanks, everyone. We are going to be having a brand new website refresh coming in the next couple weeks. Check us out on Twitter, on Facebook. We are live right now. So anyone, you can always come in, comment, and we'll respond. We're watching you guys live on the laptop.
Mitch likes your hat.
Oh, thank you. tune in next week, and it's going to be a lot more content, a lot more entertaining. We're just going to ramp it up, and we're going to have some guests coming in, too.
Ooh.
So stay tuned, and I'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Sign off.